Nolte, YTD box office down nearly 50% from pre-pandemic levels. By John Nolte on February 19, 2024. Compared to this same date in 2020, the last pre-pandemic January and February, the 2024 box office is down nearly 50%. Through the first 3 days of President's Day weekend, films that have been released widely in theaters have grossed $764.1 million, down 15% from the same period last year, reports the Wall Street Journal. That $764.1 million is just a tad over half the $1.3 billion generated by movie theaters in the US and Canada in the opening weeks of 2020, just before the pandemic froze Hollywood. Here lies the most important part of the story. The lackluster start comes despite audiences having more theater options than they have had in years. This year through February 18, there have been 11 wide-release movies, or those showing in at least 2,000 locations nationwide. There were 9 wide-release titles through the same time frame last year. The eunuchs in the leftist entertainment media will blame this slowdown on the pandemic. Still, a lack of product caused by the strikes, or the fact this is a slow time of year. A dumping ground for movies no one has much faith in. But as you can see, that's all BS. The past year saw more wide releases than the year prior, and the box office comparisons are of the same dumping ground time frame for 2023 and 2020. So, whatever could the problem be? Here's an expert explanation that hides the bottom line truth. One media analyst told the Wall Street Journal that theaters in 2024 don't have a holiday blockbuster carrying over from last Christmas to drive traffic, according to Paul Dergrabedian. Okay, but that's only a symptom. Why focus on the symptom? The problem is not the lack of a blockbuster carrying over from 2023. The problem can only be discovered by asking an honest question. Why is there no holdover blockbuster from 2023 like 2022's Avatar, The Way of Water or 2021's Spider-Man, No Way Home, or 2020's Bad Boys for Life? Could it be that no big movies were released over the 2023 Christmas season? Nope. That's not it. In fact, a handful of what should have been big movies were released during 2023's holidays. Wonka, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, Migration, Wish, The Color Purple, Napoleon, and Ferrari. So, 2023 closed with plenty of product that was expected to carry over in 2024. Could it be? Could it possibly be that there was no carryover because your product sucks? Ding. 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 December offered a big-screen children's feature based on a beloved IP, Wonka, a big superhero sequel based on a billion-dollar hit, Aquaman 2, a big musical based on a Broadway hit, The Color Purple, a big Disney animated feature, Wish, and Oscar bait, Napoleon. In other words, the 2023 holiday season looked exactly like every other holiday season, except for one thing. Other than Wonka, no one went to see this garbage. And here we are, 2 months into 2024, with plenty of product, and other than Bob Marley, One Love, The Beekeeper, and Anyone But You, no one wants to see 2024's garbage either. And from what I've read, those three exceptions have something in common. One Love is a usual biopic, Beekeeper is a usual action flick, and Anyone But You is a usual rom-com with attractive leads. Oh, and all three of those outliers receive terrible reviews, so let's not blame the Rotten Tomatoes, eunuchs. But your latest feminist superheroine, Madam Web? No thanks. Funny how that works. Hollywood has one problem and one problem only. The woke Gestapo makes movies that suck, movies no normal people want to see. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.